Okay, good morning, everybody. So we are all the way on the very bottom of Mem Gimel on the base. The Gemara says Tanya, third from the bottom line. Yeah, that's where we were. Okay. So Gemara says the following. Tanya, Hamafgiris had continuing the conversation about Hefgar, making things Hefgar. So Tanya, Hamafgiris Hadeyu Koshloshi Yamin. So if a person says, my field is hefker, right, it is ownerless. So one very important note about why someone would do so. So one of the very important pieces is that if a person's field is a field that is hefker, it's not chayiv in maaser. You don't have to separate maaseros from such a field. So there's an incentive. This is going to come back over and over again. There's an incentive for the owner to consider, meaning that you shouldn't do this in general, but because it's such a halacha, let's say I would be mafker my field, and then you'd pick it up. So then you take ownership. So then you're not going to have to pay trimmers and maestros. So if that's true, there's going to be this question: oh, what if I would do it to my own field? Right? I would be mafker and then reacquire. Am I going to find some way to make an end around on the issue of trimmers and maestros? So that's what's going to matter if I pick it up. If I take ownership back, etc. We'll make a difference. That's why it's going to be, that's one of the main nafkaminas here in this conversation. But the bottom line is, the person goes ahead and he's mafkir his field. So for 3 days, he's allowed to change his mind and say, you know what? Actually, I'm going to take it back. After 3 days, so he's not allowed to change his mind anymore. So take a look at the mefarish in the bottom left. Hamafkir Sadehu called Gimel Yamim Harishonim Yacholach. So, both Bein Amar Ein Ritzoni Shei Hefker. Meaning, how does he do that? So, one of the options is he says, he declares, actually, I don't want a Hefker. Dechar Zerbo. Ubein Zachabo. Ihu. Or if someone else goes ahead and makes a kinyan on the field. Besoch Gimel Yamim. Within those first 3 days. Vishim Hefker Lochalbe Velopakale Mide. Mide Meiser. The Hefker Pachimina Meiser. So the point is, within those first 3 days, right, he can change his mind. I mean, he could say, I don't want to be after anymore, or he can say, if someone else goes ahead and makes a kitten again on his own field, within those first 3 days, he can do so, and it won't be called Hefker anymore. Fine. And therefore, who cares? Lo paka mide meiser, and the meiser requirement will not be removed from it. If he either takes it back or just declares that he's not interested in doing so anymore, fine. But after 3 days, he's not allowed to any yachalach zabo, and says mefarish upatra mide meiser koman de zachive. So after the 3 days, he cannot change his mind anymore, and now any person who picks it up, who acquires it, obviously, you can't pick up a field, but who acquires the field, so that person now is not going to have to pay meiser. Fine. So amarta hezu mufkeres liyom echad. The person says, not my field is hefker, but he says it's hefker for 1 day, l'shabbos achas for 1 week, l'chodesh achad for 1 week, for 1 month, l'shana achas for 1 year, l'shavua achas or for an entire shemitah cycle. Ad shelo zachava bein hu bein acher yacher lachzerbo. So as long as someone else has not made a kinyan on the field, so then he is allowed to change his mind. But misha zachava bein hu bein acher ein yacher lachzerbo. But the moment someone makes an acquisition of the field, now he's not able to change his mind anymore. So what seems to be, so on the one hand, the resha of our braisa says that a person who declares a field hefker has 3 days to decide. First 3 days, he's allowed to change his mind. After 3 days, he cannot change his mind anymore. It's automatically hefker at that point. But now we said if he puts a time limit on the declaration, a day, a week, a month, a year, shemitah, whatever, if he makes that, puts a time limit on it, so then as long as nothing happens, he is allowed to change his mind. It could be, sounds like, 6 years and 11 months. He could leave it. I'm making that statement and then change his mind and take it back, right? But also, as soon as someone takes acquisition of it, sounds like even within 3 days, right? he loses it, or at least it becomes, now he doesn't have the opportunity to change his mind. Fine. So the question is this the same? Do these principles operate, for the same, from the same person? I mean, we had a machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi about this question in the Mishnah, and are they operating under the same principles? Because if you remember from the Mishnah, we had talked about the possibility. What happens? Someone's trying to give things away, right? So the person says, "Hare hein mufgarim nakol," right? Anyone can come and take. And this is because the guy was being mafkar his items. There's a person who was mudahar na from, who would not like to get benefit from it. But since he had put it out there, can that person pick it up or not? So the Rabbanan had said, if he says, it's hafkar, anybody can come take it, even the guy from whom he was mudahar na. Why? Because the second he puts it out, it becomes hafkar. As opposed to Rabbi Yossi, he said, no, you can't do that. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi said, it doesn't really become hafkar until someone else picks it up. Right, so the question is this machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, is that going to flow now in this machlok, into our conversation here? So that's what the Gemara says now. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanan, Seifa Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, well, it's almost like a question. The Gemara says, wait a minute, do you want to argue the following? Meaning the Reisha, which said, you have 3 days to go back, and if you don't go back, then eventually you lose it after 3 days. But for those first 3 days, you can decide to take it back. And if the person comes and picks it up, we don't care, right? So maybe that's the Rabbanan. And maybe the Seifa, which says that as long as it's out there and no one's picked it up, you can always take it back, right? That's Rabbi Yossi. Why? Maybe it's a fundamental machlokes. Does Hefker only take place once somebody actually, picks it up, right? Which would be the Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa. Or no, it can become Hefker just by being out there. At a certain point, it becomes Hefker. So is that possible? Maybe argue Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Look at the Mefarish. Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Yossi. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down in the skinny lines. Reisha da Amar Mishlosha Yamin Ve'elach Afigu Lo Asa L'Rishos Zoche Ein Yachalach Zebo. Right? It's meaning the Reisha argues that once 3 days are up, even if no one picked it up, you can't go back. It's the Havei Hefker. That's Rabbanan he. Right? That's the Rabbanan. Ubedin hu da filim yom rishon Havei Hefker. Right? You have to explain the 3 days. So according to Rabbanan, you'll say, oh, this 3 days thing is sort of a rabbinic enactment here. But really, from the first day, the moment he made it Hefker, it already became Hefker. We're going to talk about later about people who are mafkir their field and they want to pick it up right away afterwards. So we're going to talk about maybe Chazal put a takana in place to avoid people who are gonna play games. So they you make them wait 3 days. But we'll see that in a second. But Seifa Rabbi Yossi. But the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Achlo Zachaba Bein Hu Bein Acher Yachar Lachzava. Right. I can continue to wait, until someone else picks it up, I can be chozer. Why the Amar Lo Have Hefker Be Daraisa Ad Asli Rishazocha. Right. Like we saw in that in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi held that nothing becomes hefker until someone picks it up. Umishum hachi katani yachal lachzabak Rabbi Yossi. And that's why he says that's why the Brisa says you can be chozer bo. So it sounds like maybe our Brisa is really based on two different opinions: the Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So Amar Ula. So it continues the Gemara. So Ula says not so fast. Sefer Nami Rabbanani. So Ula says no. He says maybe the Sefer, the Reisha being the Rabbanan, I understand. Right, that again, I can continue to the moment I put it out there, really, and maybe the 3 days is a takaras chazal, but really, the moment I put it out there, it's hefker, and even so, that's easy. But for the seifa, he wants to argue even the seifa is a rabbanon. So how are you going to say the seifa is a rabbanon? Why is it that why do I have forever at any point to be chozer? So says Ula, says Mefarish, Amar Ula seifa nami rabbanon. He the vade mida raisa afagav the lo asl reshus zocha. Have a hefker la'altar. Rafidim yom rishon. Meaning maybe the Rabbanan really agree, right? With the Seifa here. And the rule is, even in the Seifa there, the rule is really midaraisa, the moment I'm mafker it's hefker, even if no one picks it up. And that's according to the Rabbanan. Okay, so why can you be chozer all the way until someone picks it up, someone else acquires it? V'hai da'amar kol shlosh ha'yomim yachal achzer, de'lagabe lo chashiv hefker b'mpnei ha'ramayim. And why does he say so for 3 days? No, you can be chozer. Why is that? So it's not considered hefker because of these, again, people who are trying to pull a move. Why? The lekulei alma islehu the rabba the amr b'pnei haramayin the hadre machzikim b'hu. Nervous about these people. We're going to see Rabba's idea, which he mentions later, about people who would be mafi their field and then just pick it up. V'armidin the law have a hefker ash lo shiyamim. Now they have to wait 3 days before they can reacquire it. Okay, that explains the resha. That they're, again, worried about these people just going to be mafia their field and then just pick it up afterwards. So we say, okay, you have to wait 3 days, and that's going to maybe, make them that be a little hesitant to do so. V'seifa da amar ad shlo zachaba lo have hefker. What about the seifa, which is our bigger concern? The seifa says, for six years, a person could have left his field out there as hefker and then change his mind. And meaning that's not hefker unless someone picks it up. The mashma ad the asli b'shus zochar sounds like Rabbi Yossi that hefker doesn't take place until it actually arrives in the hands of some other person who picks it up or himself who picks it up himself. Hanu time with the shine. So why is this case different? The shiny chodesh v'shana. So we're gonna explain actually. Let's see. We'll see this come out in the Gemara in a second. We can just explain it now. So why is that? Why would this be different? The shiny chodesh v'shana v'shavu. It's different. A person says it's hefker for a month. It's hefker for a year. It's hefker for 7 years. Why? To lo shechichan. It's not normal to do that. Dein darkin shabare adam lahafkir lezman. A person doesn't usually make a hefker for a certain amount of time. Making a hefker by definition usually means I don't want it anymore. Right? If you don't want a dresser in your house, so you put it on the curb, right? And if you put it on the curb, what's going to happen? Someone's going to pick it up. Why? Because by putting it on the curb, you declare you don't want it anymore. If you, it would be not a normal thing to put it on the curb and say, you can have it for a year, but then please bring it back. That would be bizarre, right? No one would do that. That's not what people do, right? So in a similar way, to make something hefker for a month is not usually something people really do. But Kevin the Zeh Shina, since he changed, he did something weird. Lekach amru chachamim, the lo have a hefker. Meaning, it may indicate, in a certain sense, that he didn't really intend it to be hefker in the same way. There's something unusual here going on. And they say, you know what, before we declare that this item is really, really hefker, let's wait for someone to acquire it, before we're really going to determine for sure that it's hefker. So the point being, Sefer Rabbanan, because the Sefer really, the Rabbanan really agree, the fundamental concept that it's not really hefker, that it's really hefker right away. But there's something fishy about the declaration, and therefore they say, well, until someone picks it up, let's not call it hefker. Okay, fine. So that's how the Gemara wants to explain how the ratio, and see if it can both be Rabbanan. So look at the Gemara now. This is,
Rabbi, when someone makes it hefker, do they have to do anything to the public to let them know that it's hefker, or could they just say to themselves, okay, it's hefker?
I think they have to make a declaration, but the truth is, I don't think there's an expectation that every single person heard it. Necessarily, like I don't know how everyone's going to find out. It's a good question.
In other words, how would someone know?
How would someone know it's a hefker in the first place?
The first 3 days, no one's going to know it was hefker. Nothing
right.
Changed.
So the trickster guy is saying, it's hefker. Yeah.
Right.
And then he just leaves it for 3 days, and then he comes and picks it up. It's a good question. I should clarify that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think he definitely has to make a declaration. I'm just not sure how loud, like how public that has
right.
to be. Yeah.
Or the field. It's not moving anywhere.
Right.
Somebody takes an object and puts it to the curb.
Right.
It's kind of like
right. It's much more obvious.
Right.
Right. Right. So, so with a field, it's going to be harder to do so. Yeah. It's a good question. That's a good question.
Well,
it definitely has to say something.
Well,
but I'm just not sure.
And also, if it were really hefker, you'd stop working the field. So you may not know after 3 days. I
right.
agree. But over
right.
a period of time,
right.
you would see that somebody
right.
just
over,
left it
right.
let go.
Over a month or a year, you can tell.
Yeah.
3 days, you'd be like, okay,
yeah.
the guy's on vacation. I can't go.
Right.
I just want
right.
to see if there's anything here. We should. It's a good question. We should. We should clarify. It's a good point. I don't want to say definitively because I don't know for sure. So we should. I need to look that up. It's a good question. You would be surprised if it works without any declaration at all. Lachor, the guy has to declare it. I also would be surprised if he has to declare it so loud and so clear that every single person hears about it. So it's got to be. It's probably somewhere in the middle. But it's a good point. Okay, so just to read that line in the Gemara, so Amar Ula Seifa Namir Ban, and he and the Gemara responds, so Ihachia Mai Achlo Zachaba Bein Hu Bein Hu Acher Bein Hu Bein Acher Yachol Achshavah. If that's true, if the Seifa is really the Rabbanan, so I thought it becomes Hefker right away. What's this back and forth? What do you mean? Until someone picks it up or he picks it up, it's not true. So answer the Gemara, Shani Shana Vishavua, the Lo Shachichi. That's what the Mefarsh was talking about, right? So he would respond, Ula would respond, yeah, that's because that's unusual. It's unusual. And that's why, because it's unusual, Chazal said, well, let's wait, you know, to declare it for sure Hefker until someone picks it up. But really, fundamentally, the Rabbanim would agree that it is Hefker immediately upon the person declaring it as such. Fine. Okay, fine. So now it says Reish Lakish something. So Reish Lakish Amar, mid the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, Reishanam Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so now Reish Lakish. So first we have the possibility that the Reisha is Rabbanah and the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi. Ula says, no, maybe I would like to say the Reisha and the Sefer are both Rabbanah. So now so comes along Reish Lakish and says, no, I'll tell you that the Reisha and Sefer are both Rabbi Yossi, right? Both Rabbi Yossi who holds that something is Hefker. Somebody's not Hefker until somebody picks it up. Fine. I suppose the Rabbanan says Hefker immediately by declaring it as such. Fine. So Reish Lakish Amar the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, Reish Shanami Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So now how am I explain each case? Veresha, in the first case where he says that he has 3 days to go back, Hanu Taima. So again, Rabbi Yossi is one who holds that an item is not Hefker until someone picks it up, until someone, you know, acquires it, right? Being just declaring it Hefker is not enough. But someone has to actually acquire it, that's now that became Hefker. Fine. So and now the new person takes it. So in the Reisha being Rabbi Yossi, that's not so hard for us, right? The Reisha being Rabbi Yossi says you have 3 days to change your mind. Why? Because it's not Hefker anyways until someone picks it up, right? Someone else acquires it. But okay. So what's the Reisha? So why, what's the 3 days? So Reisha Hanitama Del Lishtakach Tores Hefker. So why in the Reisha there's a Yossi hold? Does the Brisa say that you have 3 days? So people shouldn't forget that it's Hefker. What does that mean? Look at the Mefarish. Mishum Del Lishka Reish Lakish Amar. I mean the Sefer of Yossi the Mashma Del Lo Havi Hefker Ada Asler Shazoche. Right, since the Safe again. The safe is easier for us, right? For Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds nothing. Something becomes hefker until someone picks it up. So the safe that says it could be 6 years until someone picks it up. I don't care. The guy can still change his mind. That makes sense, Rabbi Yossi, right? But for the safe, what are you gonna do with the Reisha? With the Reisha where it says he only has 3 days, and after 3 days he can't change his mind. Why? No one picked it up. So no one acquired it. So why does he lose his chance to go back? He should, if no one acquired it, it shouldn't be Hefker yet. So Rishanami Besoch Gimel, La'acha Gimel, this is a rule of 3 days, more than 3 days, less than 3 days. Rabbi Yossi, that's also Rabbi Yossi. So how can that be? Veresha, Hanu Taima, Hanu Taim de La'acha, Gimel Yomim, Ein Yachalach, Zabo, Dehavi Hefker, Afagav de La'asler Shazoche. Right, how can it be? Then now it becomes Hefker, no one acquired it. So basically, Midaraisa, it's correct. Midaraisa, it really should be Hefker already. After 3 days, it shouldn't be Hefker yet at all. So why do we make it? After 3 days, he can't change his mind. You shouldn't forget about the concept of Hefker, meaning, it's not Hefker, right? Until someone acquires it. But really, until as long as no one picks it up, lo have a hefker gamor. It's not really hefker gamor. V'chayiv chiv the truma ma'aser. And again, the nafkamina being someone who acquires it would have to be give trumas and ma'asros. Let's say he would pick it up back himself. Whatever. V'hay du'uk mu'a rabbanan ataras hefker. And so how did the chazal say after 3 days? Sorry, no options anymore. It's now hefker. Lav mishum lafkuei mitrumo ma'aser. It's not to remove. This is the requirement of truma and ma'aser. They can't even be the raisa chayiv, the law of hefkeru, lo mafki le rabbanan mitruma ma'aser. So Chazal, if these items are still chayiv and truma and ma'aser, mid the raisa, Chazal not going to come and say, forget it, it's hefker, you don't have to worry about it. Mid the raisa, you chayiv and truma and ma'aser. So what are you going to do? The law of hokamini, ela kadesh lo tishtakeach toras hefker. Right, we don't want people to forget that there's such a thing as hefker, and what will happen? The guy declares Hefker and doesn't pick it up for 3 days. And okay, so like it's not such a big deal. What do you mean it's not such a big deal? These halachas matter very much. And if you just leave it there hanging, so there's going to be mistakes are going to be made. So what do we say? After 3 days, it'll actually become Hefker. In order to avoid people, just messing around and not and not dealing with it. Okay. Fine. So the question is, wait a second. This can lead to a problem. So the Gemara raises the problem. Ihachi, says the Gemara, afili miyom rishonami lahavi hefker. If that's true, so then from the first day. So meaning why 3 days? If you're nervous that people are going to, you know, declare things hefker and forget about it and not remember, etc. And now we're going to run into problems with trumas and marisos. So why are we waiting 3 days? Just do it for the first day. So amaraba mipnei haramayin. Because we're concerned about these, Rabba says, these people who are tricksters. What are they going to do? Amar Rabba says to the Mefarish, "V'dinu to lahavi hefker midrabanan." Even after one day, El Mipnei Haramayin debayla afkuish sadosam mitruma ma'aser afkirlu. People don't want to pay trumas and marisos, so they just mafkir them. V'arminan de la alter havi hefker. If you would say immediately it becomes hefker, upati mina ma'aser hadri bechaskibu. Then what are they going to do? Boom! They're going to go just hefker, and then be zocha right away. And now they're not going to have to pay trumas and marisos. V'adhachi kol shlosha yomim lo havei hefker lagabi iu desavrei mitoch kach asu machzik dei v'havi delay umimnei v'lo mifker. Because it's not going to, now it's going to be 3 days or whatever. It's going to be much more of a pain in the neck. They're not going to do that. U'lo olam afilu la'achar shlosha yomim lo havei hefker midaraisa adi asu rishu sukha. Fine. So that's why they make 3 days. But really, even after 3 days, it's not really hefker midaraisa. Okay. So Gemara says, okay, fine. That's true. Aval daraisa lo havei hefker. Right, but that's true. Then midaraisa, it's not hefker. V'dilma asil asure min achiyuv ala pater or min apater ala chiyuv. If that's true, what's going to happen? The opposite concern is now what are you going to have? You're going to have a field that Chazal declared as hefker. In which case, after 3 days, people will be like, no problem, and they'll acquire the field, and now they won't take trumas and maizros, and they're chayv in trumas and maizros. And now what's going to happen is they might even say, you know, because when you take trumas and maizros, you can take from one set of produce on behalf of another set of produce, and you're going to start mixing things up, and these are real problems in the right. So what's going on? You're gonna cause a lot of problems. So answer the Gemara, the Amrilei ki ma'asris asar minei ube. So no, when we do that, we kind of make a declaration here that we tell somebody, yeah, it's hefker, but make sure that when you do when you take chumas and marshes, you take it the right way so that you don't make a mistake. Sounds like it's a fair answer. But it's a complicated answer because it could create a situation. People have to be paying attention to make sure that they're not going to make mistakes in this area. Fine. So we'll stop here. I'm actually not here tomorrow, but next week's daf is super short, the shortest we've had. It's like 7 lines. So what we're going to do is we'll stop here. We won't meet tomorrow. I'm not going to be here. But next week when we learn, we'll just finish daf mem dalet and we'll do that into mem hey. That'll give us enough maybe for one share. Pretty short topic, so we'll do it that way. So no share tomorrow, we'll pick up next week.